The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, April the 23rd, 2025, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
We will have to put our Cracker Jack engineers on the question about why does our atomic clock here in the studio reset itself an hour earlier every day? And what time does it? It probably does it around midnight, I would imagine.
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday. I was in here, and
it was fine yesterday. Yeah, and then but every other day or whatever, it just sets itself back, like maybe on daylight savings time or something.
Yeah,
and that's what it is. There's too many buttons on this clock. Okay, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just getting ready to start the new job.
Oh yeah. It doesn't mean Ben's leaving. He's just starting in another job too. So cool. So, any national day today?
It's National Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Lost Dog
Awareness Day.
Awareness Day. Lost Dog Awareness Day. Okay.
And it's National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Whoa! I had a blueberry cheesecake the other day. Linda got it from where Pine Meets Bread. Have you been to that place yet?
I have not.
This was a blueberry lemon cheesecake she got for a dinner we were going to. And it was exceptionally rich and good and heavy.
I like cheesecake, so.
Oh, I mean, this one was. I've never been there. She said it's just, you know, so we're going to go down and take a look at it. She said, you know, you can have, I guess you need, you know, have lunch there and all types of things. You know, places to have coffee and meet with your friends. So, but the cheesecake was exceptional. And it was heavy. Heavy in the sense of you buy a cheesecake and you've got to put your hands under the box itself.
Yeah.
To carry
that's
it.
That's a good one.
I think it must have been 5-6 pounds at least. And it fed at least 9 people. And at least 9 people. It could have gone more.
Do they sell them by the slice at that place?
I have no idea. I've never been in there. She went in to do that. So we're Pie Meat Spread.
Pie Meat Spread.
All right. Let's see here. Today, sunny with a high near 79 and a 20% chance of showers tomorrow after 11 a.m. Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers. Friday, 40% chance of showers. And Friday night, 50%. Saturday, a chance of showers. And Saturday night, it starts clearing up with a low around 46. And, but Saturday's gonna have a high near 60, and on Friday a high near 64. But Sunday it starts clearing up again, and 73, and sunny through next Tuesday. Now next Tuesday says a high of 85. So, stand by. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, a lot going on locally and nationally. Locally, you know, they're addressing the Shasta Registrar of Voters job is open. And Board of Supervisors have got the finalists down to 5 people. And one of them, of course, is Joanna Francescat, who is the Deputy Registrar of Voters and worked under Kathy Darlin Allen and Tom Toler. And here's the thing that I, you know, I personally do not know Joanna, but one of the things I like about it is she's a team player. You know, she worked under Kathy Darlin Allen, and then when Toler was selected over her, I mean, she obviously had much more experience in, but they selected Tom for that job. She dug in, and she was of a great assistance to Tom Toler. That's what he said. And he recommended that she take his spot as ROV. I like team players. It doesn't mean there can't be a star on the team, or a couple stars. But they're stars because the team makes them that way.
Yeah, so, you definitely need team players. And
yeah, and she appears to have been able to do the job. And is a team player. She does it for the betterment of the community instead of flouncing off, as some people have, after, oh, I should have had that job. Everybody knows I should have had. I quit. She didn't do that. She says, yeah, no, the county needs me. He's going to need help if we're going to have this election. So, shout out to her. Now, the other contender, though, is Clint Curtis. Attorney licensed in New York, who describes himself as an election integrity advocate. He's been on the show a couple of times. Been on the station several times. That he said that a lot of the elections were tampered with, if I remember all this right. And it was, you know, relatively easy to do to hack into the system. So he has to me, there seems like there's a political bent there. Now, the political bent mean it could be, I just want to make sure we have, you know, fair and free and honest elections, too. So, let me see who else is on this. Now, there's going to be a meeting on April 30th to talk about this and to meet the candidates. The board will have 5 minutes to question each candidate. Supervisors will have a list of 10 sample questions that may be used in addition to any questions they may have. At the end of the interviews, supervisors will rank each candidate. The other three finalists are Denae Harris, Director of Elections and General Registrar in Charles City County, Virginia, Ellie Lee Sharp, Integration Specialist for Nevada Secretary of State Elections Division, former Election Administrator for Douglas County, Nevada, and Robin Underwood, Deputy Clerk in East Point, Michigan. 20 people applied for the job. So, we'll see. That's the top five. Registrar voters is an important job. And it should be a job, in my opinion, that has nothing to do with politics. You should never know. You should never know what political party, if any, the registrar of voters belongs to. They should just be that neutral. Kind of the Bruce Ross of when Bruce Ross was writing editorials for the Record Searchlight many years ago. I was for sure that you couldn't be sure, because he wrote editorials that were fair and unbiased. But for some reason, for years, I thought he was a Democrat, only to find out that, no, he was a Republican. In fact, now works for Senator Megyn Daly. I was kind of surprised to find that out years ago. He could put aside any type of political bias and do his job when he's writing editorials and reporting for the Record Searchlight. And that, to me, is ideal for an elected candidate who serves the people. And speaking of serving the people, it's time to take a break. And we will be right back after these messages. However, we're going to be talking about what happened at Hollis Farms. What about short-term rentals? That was addressed at the Reading Planning Commission, and they made their decision. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. And then at 7:30, our guests start. So we'll be right back.
Oh. Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin sparing and nipple sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Ready, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Reading community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to readingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's readingpain.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's like we've been doing that for 15 years, streaming our shows. So no matter where you go, here we are. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank, locally owned, and local board of directors started in Red Bluff, and they have a branch there, two branches right here in Redding and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. To me, it's the cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in and your face. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, the Redding Planning Commission moves to expand short-term rentals to boost tourism in a certain area, not on your street necessarily. It will happen an expansion of rental and vacation section of the downtown area to have an expansion of rental and vacation use. And the within the downtown core, limiting them to no more than 50% of available properties. And all members voted in favor of the amendment. No public comments. Well, I have a comment. And even one of the planning commissioners, Brandy Green, voiced concerns, and these were my concerns, are about the density of buildings being 100% short-term rentals. She said there's already a lack of parking and affordable housing. And that's kind of was the idea when you're building downtown, is you're going to have affordable housing for the labor force. And now you're going to take, 50% of that out and put it in the short-term rentals? Which, of course, is a moneymaker for the owners. But was this the plan on housing anyway, as we know? Only to have, say downtown here in, the different apartments we have right down here in the core. And this core is, it's not just on Market Street. It reaches out a while away. It goes up maybe part of Placer and Pine. Doesn't go any further than that. But say you're looking for a place. Now, 50% of the places that you could have looked at last week are now off the market. Would that concern you as a working man?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it does. Concerns me. I mean, I don't need a short-term rental. But it kind of concerns me is that we're taking away needed apartments and throwing them out there because they can make more money off them if they're rented. The one down the street from me, unless it's gone into a long-term rental, which is what they said they were going to do, is turn it into a long-term rental, which kind of is what I've seen. And people aren't there all the time, but when they do, it's usually the same people. I imagine because they weren't making any money off the short-term rentals because nobody ever rented there. Might have had something to do with every time somebody parked their car there from out of state, I would go there and key it and say, go home. Well, no, I wouldn't do that. But it just bothers me on a what's right sense that you would take, you could take up to 50% of the rentals downtown and just turn them into VRBOs. Maybe people do need to talk about that. There were no comments at the meeting. Hawes Farm has, for a long time, as we know, been trying to get the farm rezoned. And it came after Greg and other members of the Hawes family. They've been trying to get things done there for 15 years now. Did they do it all right the first time? I think there were things they could have done better, according to what I've read. Now, however, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to approve an ordinance rezoning several parcels around Hall's Farm, meaning that they can develop an amusement park attractions there. And it came out, and this is the best, if you can have a great ending for something like this that was contentious before. There was only one person that came to speak up against it. Last time it was, close to 50 people speaking against having, having the amusement park there. It's because everybody gave. something. They've limited the height on the rides to 45 feet, a ban on stadium lights, and strict limits on noise pollution and hours of operation. A lot of compromises in this, and the community agreed. Haas compromised, community compromised, and now we've got a place out there that's for agro entertainment. If, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Agricultural entertainment. And I've seen the... Because I drive by there a lot. I've seen their rides, and I, you know, their, all the things they do, of course, at Hobbs Farms with the maize, the pumpkin maize, and all those things. Plus they've got a real good feed store out there, which is relatively close to us. My concern, and even though I don't live out there, was, are you changing the ambiance of the whole area? With, you know, big rides and lots of lighting and, you know, loud music going and people whooping it up till midnight and all these things. And it would have, but now they've all changed. So, like I said, one person spoke up. And this time, the community came together and the board of supervisors came together and Greg Haas. So that was a win-win for everybody. So. Hooray for us. What are the things going on in the world here? The Pope is lying in state as we speak. And after that, the conclave will meet and they will pick a new Pope. And ranging a variety of them from all over the world. So, have you read about this state supreme, this judge in... I think it was New Mexico. I could be wrong. Let me see here to make sure. A New Mexico judge resigned last month after an alleged train derguia, you know, that the gang that has been declared a terrorist unit, a terrorist organization, was arrested at his home. And it turns out he's been living there. And the reason they found him, one of the reasons they found him was on social media, they had photos of him and other gang members standing in front of a range holding semi-automatic weapons, rifles, pistols, and lots of ammunition and showing videos of them shooting. Well, they came in and arrested him. He resigned. However, the Supreme Court of New Mexico ordered that Joel Cano can never hold a judicial office again, be a candidate for judicial office, and cannot exercise any judicial authority in the state, including officiating at weddings. You can officiate at a wedding. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can officiate. In fact, if you want me and Linda to marry you or members of your family, just reach out to us. I'm sure there's something we have to do. We get to get probably a piece of paper that says we can do that, or maybe we started the Church of Feeling Good, and so we'd be ordained ministers in our Church of Feeling Good, so we could do that. But I think almost anybody can marry somebody, because if it's not, you know, a religious wedding, but just an official one where you just say, I pronounce you man and wife. I've never married anybody. I'd like to do that sometime.
On your bucket list now?
Yeah, it's on my bucket list. I mean, it's maybe not in the top five. But yeah, I would marry somebody. You know, I'd be glad to officiate over. I would be happy. I'd be proud. I wouldn't even charge you anything. I don't know if they charge things, but I wouldn't charge. I'd be happy to officiate at somebody's wedding. Yeah, it's got to be tasteful. It means, you know, you got to cut off the beer at, you know, 3 in the morning. But I think that would be fun to do. And it would be meaningful also. Yeah. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We come back. We've got Dr. Todd Royce with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, where Linda took her car with this ding on her windshield that looked like somebody had shot it with a .22 pistol. Not only did Jeff fix it, you can barely see it now, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Been in the business 32 years. Nobody's better than Jeff Horst at fixing windshields. Like I said, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. cars were backed up there. Linda's car. Then a brand new Ford heavy duty truck. Pickup truck. Beautiful. Red. Beautiful truck. Was in there right behind her. And then another truck to pull it in. Same thing. Chips were cracked. And Jeff can fix it for a free inspection and analysis. Bring your car vehicle down to a Master Windshield Repair Specialist located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And he does great work. Can't say enough about him. Veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires and our community.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. Yeah, good going, Ben. Yes, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. Welcome back to the show here at 7:35 in the morning here on the 23rd of April in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Todd Royce, who is a local chiropractor, and the name of your business is...
Chiropractic First.
Chiropractic First, and it's right down the street from me, which is so good. I can limp down there, and then Todd puts me back together, and no. Hey, Dr. Royce, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know some things about you, but I think they're important that everybody knows. Are you from around here? How'd you get here? All that kind of stuff.
Well, I've been here 27 years. My wife was raised here, went to Shasta High and St. Joseph's School, and all that, and so we've been here 27 years. She didn't think she'd want to move back, but I like to run a lot and got to the top of South Fork Mountain, and I believe God spoke to me there and said, this is where you're supposed to plant your roots and serve the community.
There you go. Now, there's some other things that, you know, because I did triathlons for a while, the big daddy, of course, is the Ironman, and I think, see if you can control that mic there, Todd.
Got it.
The big one, of course, is the Ironman in Hawaii, where you swim two and a quarter miles?
2.4, yeah.
2.4 miles. Then you bike for 110?
12.
112,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But then you run the marathon after that, all in one day.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, gosh, back in the 80s when it was on TV, one of the first times I think it was on TV, and that girl, that lady, who made it almost to the finish.
Yeah.
And collapsed, and then staggered across the line. I mean, it was the epitome of somebody not giving up.
Yeah.
So when did you get involved in that kind of stuff?
Years ago in chiropractic school. So I did my first Ironman in 1996.
Now, where was this at?
That was in, it's called the Vineman in Napa County.
Okay. Now, see, the Ironman, the original Ironman was held and still is held in Hawaii.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's such a great event that it's then spread out throughout the world.
Right.
And so the Vineman was the same distances.
Exactly. Just not put on by the Ironman people.
Is there any, because I used to do this, but they were called 10-man.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was a quarter-mile swim and 26 miles on the bike and then a 10K.
Yeah.
And there were times during it, and I said, I can't believe I paid money to do this. does that ever hit you at all?
Pretty much every race I ever do, whether it's a 10K or a marathon or whatever, there's a half marathon nail the rail this coming weekend, that I'm going to be doing. Almost every race, I say, wait, why am I doing this?
Spend 50 bucks was it for the t-shirt?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this takes a certain dedication, as you know. Does being a chiropractor help you when you're competing like this? I mean, because I would imagine you're a lot more attuned to your body than I am.
I try to be. Just keeping my spine in alignment and keeping my joints all tuned up. And I have my doctor, Baba, who works with us in the office. He really helps me stay in tune. And it's a really important part of my training.
And you also, because you're an athlete and you like to push yourself, you were body surfing back in Maryland. And what happened?
Yeah, it was just, this was October 13th, 6 months ago, and was body surfing with my son there, who's at the Naval Academy there.
Hoorah!
Driving there. Yeah, we're very, very proud of him. Anyway, so he also saved my life because it was body surfing, and it was a nasty shore break. I've been body surfing and swimming my whole life, and this one kind of freak wave hit me from behind and pitched me vertical. I landed right on my head.
Wow.
And broke my C5 vertebra, exploded the vertebra, and damaged my spinal cord, and pretty rough. So that son of mine.
Is that kind of like you couldn't move at that point, or is it you just knew you shouldn't be moving?
Right leg paralyzed, right arm completely dead, couldn't feel it. Thank goodness my son, brave man that he is, pulled me out and saved my life.
Were you able to tell him, don't move my head?
Yes.
Okay.
He's smart anyway. He kind of knew. I knew because of my profession, I said, based on what the symptoms were and what I heard. And he heard the sound. It was underwater, and he heard it. So he was coming right for me anyway, even in the ocean, the fracture. But so he pulled me out, and I just said, be careful. I think it's a C5 fracture. I was pretty proud. I was pretty calm about the whole thing, he said. Yeah. But so he pulled me out and saved my life, and I had to have a surgery. So I have screws in my neck, which I never thought I'd want.
Hey, look, you're not to me. You haven't lived life unless there's a screw someplace in your body or shrapnel.
What about a screw loose? I've had a screw loose.
Most people have a screw loose, but unless you've got like titanium in your body someplace, you haven't lived.
Yeah. Apparently, I've lived a bit then.
When did you decide you wanted to be a chiropractor?
That was I was pre-med at UCLA. That was another spinal injury, a spinal fracture lower in my back. I was mountain biking and racing and training in those days and fell over the handlebars, a severe crash, and broke my back. And long story short, medicine really couldn't do anything for me. I was working in the UCLA hospital. I was pre-med at UCLA at the time and studying to become what I thought was going to be a spinal surgeon, but medicine really didn't help me, and I was a personal fitness trainer in Malibu at the time, taking care of a lot of stars you still see on the silver screen and living the life of the rich and famous as a student.
Are you listening to this, Ben? He's going to UCLA.
Uh-huh.
He's a personal trainer for Bo Derek. I'm just throwing that out there. Bo Derek, because he went back during that time.
Yeah.
And, or maybe that was too early for you. Maybe you were after that. And going in pre-med. I mean, there's movies. Aren't there movies about you? I mean, but you're the bad guy.
I've been listening. Right. I have titanium in my back, so.
Okay, you're a man too.
You're in the club.
You're in the club.
Good.
Okay, yeah. So that wasn't working for you, so you just then?
So there was a chiropractor working in the fitness club where I was, and he said, let me take a look at that. And I had never even considered chiropractic, which is why I come on the radio and we'll talk in a minute about what my conference that I have coming up is. But it changed my life. The chiropractor absolutely changed my life. And so brought me back to health and one day said those fateful words, why are you going to medical school? Why don't you become a chiropractor? And so obviously I did. And as I said, moved up here with my wife and 27 years downtown. We've been taking care of the community and really, really helping a lot of folks. And it's like, well, I will tell you, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
And if you're wondering where his office is, it's right next to From the Hearth, essentially,
exactly.
In that same little area right in there across the little walkway there from, what, Pizza Place?
Yep.
Or
Taste and See and Cinders, our
Taste
good neighbors,
and
making great pizza and ice cream.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to break early and then come back and talk about the project you're working on.
Great.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:48 in the morning here on the 23rd of April. Going to be a beautiful day. And our guest is Dr. Todd Royce from Chiropractic
First.
Yes, I wanted to say now. Now first. Chiropractic first.
Now.
Right down the street. Yeah, now. I need it now. We've been learning about Dr. Royce. Has been here and ready for 27 years practicing his work here. And you've got a seminar coming up, a knee pain workshop. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're introducing soft wave technology, something that has helped me tremendously in my recovery from my neck injury and ankle and things from all my training. It's a technology that helps regenerate tissue, and it's especially effective with knees.
Well, and I was going to come down the other day, and you very nicely volunteered to show it to me, and I got overcome by events that day. And because I've been having some knee issues, as we all do at certain times, if you've abused your body or not even having to done that, you just may take the wrong step. You can have a knee problem. And so how does this work?
So it's a soft wave, shock wave technology. So originally this was designed as lithotripsy or dissolving kidney stones. And what it would do is send shock waves in directly. Yeah. That was a much more focused and much more powerful beam. We would never want to put this on a joint of that strength and that focus beam. But it helps dissolve old scar tissue and helps bring in new stem cells and new blood vessels to actually regenerate tissues and joints.
Wow. Is that a lot of the problems people have with their knees? Is the tissues and around it?
Yeah, it can be ligaments, it can be the meniscus, it can be muscles in a big factor. Even people who've had knee replacements, they find a lot of relief from this technology.
So this will help with the meniscus?
It can.
So it can.
Meniscus can tear due to moving strangely or a strain or an injury or ligaments, these things. The tissue gets damaged, and what this does is the technology convinces the body that there's damaged tissue. So the body often doesn't know to send healing, send new stem cells, send new blood vessels. But when it does, it actually repairs tissue. And so we see people with tremendous relief getting back to their golf game, their pickleball, their horseback riding, as you were just talking to me about, all these things in their bodies that they didn't think they'd ever be able to do again.
Well, now, if it works on the knee, it must work on other areas.
It does. It works a lot on shoulders and ankles and feet and these things. We've seen a lot of results with that. I'm just focusing in on knee pain
knees
for this
right
one
now.
Because
yeah, of course.
We've found over 90% of people, even if they've been told it's bone on bone, all these different problems, 90% of people get 80% relief or more from pain, which is pretty extraordinary. I've been a skeptic.
Without surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I've been a skeptic of this type of thing my whole practice. It was all about hands-on and adjusting, and people have gotten relief from being adjusted on their knees and their hips and pelvis and back and stuff, and I love that. But we were kind of running into a wall with a lot of people where their knees were still injured, and so we got this technology, and we've seen people just get amazing results.
How long has this technology been around for this type of procedure?
Orthopedic stuff, it's been around, rough guess, 20 years. I don't know its history that well, but somewhere in there. But it's been picking up a lot of steam now since a lot of professional sports teams, a lot of universities are using it to keep their people in the game.
This is extraordinary, then, to me. If you can relieve 80% of the pain without surgery,
it's pretty
that
amazing.
That would be for somebody that's in a lot of pain, and 80% of it goes away. I mean, it's like they're a new person.
Yeah, that's exactly what we found, and that's why we're offering it to people to come and try it out. This workshop we're doing, it's at From the Hearth downtown, right next to my office, and it's free. It includes
it's going to be at From the Hearth.
It is,
yep. In the back room there.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. When's that going to be?
5:30 next Tuesday, the 29th.
5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On the 29th.
Uh huh.
And is this first come, first serve?
No, you got to register.
Okay,
you got
to
order
food
for you. Yep. So
you're going to feed them too?
Yes.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay. How do they register?
Well, we were, as some people may have heard on this station, and I've been just putting it on my Instagram and stuff, that we had a website that I'm not great with technology, I must admit. I'm great with knees and backs, but we had a trouble with people trying to register. It wasn't going through. So just do the old school. Just call the office, the same number we've been for 27 years, 243-0889.
Okay. And I'll talk about this to remind people. 243-0889, chiropractic first.
And if you're calling now, leave a message because they don't get in until like 8:15. And I'm going to walk down there and take care of patients in a minute.
There you go. So where do people, when they come to see you, And it's for, gosh, it could be anything from shoulders to backs to knees to everything, right? Readjustment, people's hips out of alignment. I've never even heard of that until I went to a chiropractor once. Oh, your hips, I think we need to realign them. And I'm like, my eyes probably got big.
Yeah. So that has a lot to do with it, too. So one of the things we're going to be talking about at the workshop is pelvic alignment. We work a lot with posture. So if someone, just as an extreme example, if someone's bent way over to the right or they might have a scoliosis or something, that can put an asymmetrical or an abnormal load on one knee. So one of the things that we do when we go to the workshop, I'm going to invite people in to have their posture and their whole analysis checked. One of the reasons it's 90% of people who get relief and not 100 is because some people might get temporary relief with a technology like this, but they might have a postural problem that's causing it to chronically be a problem.
And then it'll come back because of the way they're sitting.
Exactly.
You'll see that. Standing. You'll see that people on horses that they're leaning on one side. I mean, you have to, like you do with life, be, you know, up and down straight. Otherwise, you can have you start having these problems. So the same thing, I imagine, if you're putting too much weight on one side, then now your opposite knee's going to go out.
Exactly right.
Wow. Okay, now this is going to be free.
Exactly.
This is going to be a free knee pain workshop. It's going to be from the Hearth next Tuesday, the 29th at 5:30. You get fed too.
Indeed.
Oh, like sandwiches, or is this like, you know? Anyway, who cares? That's not why you're coming. But they're also going to do posture and look at that. Kind of give people an idea that, you know, probably some of these problems are because of the way you're standing or sitting.
And we're going to be demonstrating. We'll have the device there, the Softwave device, and I'm going to do it on one patient who's had success with it before, who's just getting a tune up on it, and then someone in the audience. We'll demonstrate on someone in the audience, kind of the proofs in the pudding, kind of random person proofs in the pudding.
Can you do this like with your Levi's on? Do you have to come in dressed where you've got shorts on or something like that?
You definitely need exposed joints. So if you're coming and you considering having a treatment done there, wear sweats or shorts or I wouldn't recommend a skirt probably, but something but something that we can access your skin on your knee.
Okay. So you've got to, when I come over to your office and you do this to me now, and you just be wearing my gym shorts and that kind
perfect
of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. All right. This is Dr. Todd Royce from Chiropractic First. He's right downtown here, right next to From the Hearth. And they're having a knee pain workshop next Tuesday, the 29th at 5:30. You need to register, and you do that by calling his office, Chiropractic First, at 530-243-0889. It's free, but you have to register for it so they have an idea about, you know, how much room they're going to have and how much food they're going to buy.
Exactly.
And your son, who is was he in his plebe year?
He's just finishing. In fact, we're traveling back there near the site of the injury to finish his plebe year.
And put a little plaque there.
Where you
got injured.
Yeah, exactly. And he's really thriving at the academy. He's really proud of his service.
Is he enjoying it? Well, you say he's like number one.
They rank him in military, in academic, and in athletic. At the end of his first semester, he finishes his second real soon, but he was, out of the 1,285 or so plebes there, he was ranked number one. So I'm real, real proud of him.
You know, having sat on that board for Congressman LaMoffa, it's gratifying to see the ability of our young people. And one of them asked me, what should I be looking at? You know, if I get selected, you know, what should I be aware of? And I said, well, you've been number one in your class. You've been the class president. You know, you're on, you know, football, track, basketball. You've just done a great job. And you're going to be surrounded by 2,000 others like you.
All at the top.
Like you. Yeah. So you've got to up your game.
Yeah.
So, and where did he graduate from?
Shasta High.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, well, he's got another 3 years.
Yeah.
He can excel in.
He's doing really well, and
what you want to do? Does he know?
He's thinking graduate school and then SEALs.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And he did that Ironman with me. He was the youngest participant in the Ironman in Arizona in 2023. So he was just a couple weeks into his 18th year, and you have to be 18 to do it. So he was the youngest competitor there, and he did really well. He's a tough little sucker. No, he's not little anymore. He's bigger than me.
Well, you know, the doing Ironman competition will get him ready for SEALs.
Yeah.
For the SEAL school and BUDS and then Hell Week.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway. Okay, Dr. Royce, we'll talk about this some more. Make sure we make sure everybody knows what the phone number is to register for this. But I think this is really going to be a great workshop. A lot of people have pain. They don't really want to go in under the knife, and this would be something to try out to see if it relieves your pain.
You bet. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Todd. Thanks a lot. Hey, pleasure. When we come back from the news, we have Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Awesome.
Your health, your choice.
KCNR Shasta Revenue
Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but in the end, proponents say they'll be much healthier. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in food products.
For the last 50 years, we have been running one of the largest uncontrolled scientific experiments in the world on our nation's children without their consent. And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry. It has forced several thousand people to flee their homes. A massive wildfire raging in Ocean County, New Jersey, not far from the Jersey shore. The blaze briefly closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway, which has since reopened. Almost 9,000 acres have been charred. More than 1,300 structures threatened in Ocean and Lacey Townships, New Jersey. Parental rights and religious convictions. They're at the heart of a case out of Maryland. It's now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's all about the right to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBTQ themes and characters. Tuesday's case is the latest dispute involving religion to come before the High Court. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he will not try to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, although the president says he does wish the Federal Reserve would lower interest rates. And the president's remarks may be contributing to today's rally underway on Wall Street, with the Dow up 903 points, the NASDAQ trading 609 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Elon Musk's days as a key presidential advisor could be numbered. Musk says that starting next month, he'll be dedicating more time to Tesla.
What he said was that he would continue to serve at the pleasure of the president 1 to 2 days a week, as long as Donald Trump wants him to continue this work in slashing the government workforce and the ongoing work at DOGE. So that's what we expect. The scaling back of that work is set to take place, in Musk's telling, next month, so in May. And this is something that analysts who have long followed this company wanted Musk to do for quite some time now.
The BBC's Lily Jamali. Security's been beefed up across the Indian-controlled Kashmir region a day after an attack killed at least 26 people, most of them tourists, as Indian forces launched a manhunt for the perpetrators of one of the deadliest attacks in the region. News and analysis at townhall.com. The EPA fires, then reassigns 455 environmental justice staffers.
The Environmental Protection Agency will fire 280 staffers that worked on tackling pollution in overburdened and underserved communities and will reassign another 175. These staffers worked in an area known as environmental justice, which helps communities that face a disproportionate amount of pollution, especially minority or low-income communities. The EPA has framed its efforts to cut these programs, including its previous closure of environmental justice offices, as part of a push to end diversity programs in the government. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal review of helicopter safety around some of the country's busiest airports has revealed dangerous flying conditions at the Las Vegas airport. The review was prompted by the mid-air collision in January, a collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport, Washington, D.C. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I thought I'd go Cinta, where healing begins here. And Ben's in the control room of the mighty starship Free Fire.
Good morning.
Good morning. And it's National Something Day. Oh,
Cherry Cheesecake
Day. Cherry Cheesecake Day. And then I waxed eloquently about the blueberry lemon cheesecake from Pie and Bread, or Pie Meets Bread, or Bread Meets Pie, something like that, that Linda bought the other day for a dinner we were going to. It was outstanding. Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 79. Enjoy this. And a low around 52 tonight. Now, tomorrow it looks like we can start having chances of showers for Thursday. Now, it's just chances of showers. Don't worry about it. I'm going to talk about the cool April night show and shines. It's just a chance of showers. And then Thursday night, another chance of showers. And Friday, 40% chance of showers. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 73, and it's going to be sunny after that to at least next Tuesday with a high near 85. So, whether, you know, what we get around here is just a chance. It means that what it means is you get your binoculars out and you look in a 360 and you'll see some clouds somewhere over Bernie, and that's what they're talking about. So, do not worry. Do not be faint of heart. We are going to have some great show and shines. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years, three generations of the Kenny family running it. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. So today, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, today, Wednesday the 23rd of April, official Cool April Nights vehicle registration starts down at the Civic from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Orchard Nutrition has a show and shine from 10 to 1. Paint Mart and Interstate Batteries goes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Larkspur. Shasta College show and shine from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Old Oregon Trail Annex. Anderson Family Fitness Show and Shine starts at noon. Best Damn Car Show, Poker Run, Chamber of Commerce of Shasta Lake. And that starts at 3 p.m. and it goes to 7 p.m. on Sacramento Street down there. Ready Motorsports Park Show and Shine, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Old Oregon Trail. Club Cougar is having a big, big dance and entertainment extravaganza at the Civic from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. Live music by the Main Street Band starts at 6 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium Lawn. And tonight at 8:30, C.R. Gibbs is sponsoring the Cool April Nights Drive-In Movie Night. And what's the movie? I have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. Now, what movie do you think they'd be showing during Cool April Nights? And this is a classic.
Oh.
And the guy has a mustache that stars in it.
I don't know.
Okay, that really screwed you up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smokey and the Bandit. Now, and that's going to start at 8:30 on the Civic Auditorium lawn. Now, this is why you need to tell your law enforcement friends to be ready. Because after you see Smokey and the Bandit, and he is popping wheelies and doing 130 miles an hour and going up and down the road, there's going to be people with all those classic cars, that those big, you know, those iron machines of speed.
Yeah.
Those ones with the big engines. They're going to watch that and they're going to go, oh, I can do that. I can do that. Oh. And so be aware that we may be hearing some burnouts.
Might
going
get
on.
An influx of unsafe speed type tickets.
I can't imagine that happening because everybody around here obeys the law. Mm. I do have a story I'll tell you during the break about this. It was called Vanishing Point. And this guy was driving a Charger RT. Yeah, I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. You know what? Your presentation last month, I mean, you were on last month, talking about where Shasta County District Attorney Office stands as far as personnel. And this was the biggest thing. And I'm not even looking at money or space or whatever. But where you all compare the personnel with other counties that have the same amount of crime, if not less, was to me was just astounding, Stephanie.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you go back and kind of brief everybody up on that?
Yeah, just kind of a brief summary on that, because I know we did go into detail on it at the last
But people
time
need to hear
in,
this
so.
Over and over again, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure. So looking at all the counties across the state to see which ones have the same quantity of work, the number of cases filed that we do. There was a number of counties that came very close to us and the number of cases that we file, particularly focused on felony cases.
Yeah.
And when you look at their staffing and their prosecutors alone, they have almost twice as many prosecutors in that office, and as also with support staff. They've got close to half, twice as many support staff as well,
yeah.
And several of them have paralegals, and they just have a lot more people that are able to do the work, do it quickly, do it efficiently, and just, you know, really handle the caseload in a way that it should be handled for, you know, community safety.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. Your people have got the same amount of cases as, say, oh, I don't know, San Luis Obispo down there someplace. You know, thousands of cases. They've got twice as many prosecutors, DAs, as you do, which means that their workload is half of what your workload is for your people who are working sometimes 7 days a week.
Yeah, frequently 7 days a week.
And then you wonder why every so often, like a pop-up mole, you know, like those pop-ups, their heads come up and they look around because they're being recruited by other counties that says, oh no, you only work from, you're only going to work 10 hours a day instead of 14.
Instead of 14.
And you get your Saturdays and Sundays off. Mm-hmm. That's hard to compete. And then you get paid more.
It's hard to compete, for sure. They get paid more. Their work hours are less. They get to see their families. They have better quality of life. And, you know, there's nice areas, too. I just pulled it up. The other counties that were the closest to us were like Monterey, Santa Barbara, Sonoma, Placer County. So they're not bad counties.
No,
you know?
They're not bad counties.
Not
bad counties to work in
or
live in.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that gets very tempting for people. And it's hard to compete with that. I mean, we have a beautiful county here, too, but...
Oh, we do.
You know.
And I mean, people would have a tough time keeping up with us as far as beauty and things to do on the outside and all that. But when it comes down to it, I saw really good Marines get out. And it was because of our workload back then that we were deploying, coming back, and deploying again. And they were offered jobs in the outside world.
Yeah.
Where they could be at home, they could live in the same spot, and they could watch their kids. You weren't gone for birthdays. You weren't gone for Christmas. You weren't, I mean, not saying you all are gone for Christmas and that, but you were able to see your kids.
Yeah. Well, when somebody's in the middle of a big jury trial and it overlaps over Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and all that, they are working. They're, you know, maybe you go have dinner real quick, but then they're back at the office. They're working. So, it's a ton of work.
So how does that look right now? I mean, you pitched this along with, you know, the public defender's office pitch, a lot of people were saying, look, this is where we're at.
Right.
When are they going to start making decisions on this?
Well, we're in the middle of budget process right now. Uh-huh. Budget hearings are the second week in June. I believe they're June 10th through the 12th, mm-hmm. or maybe June 9th through the 12th. So that'll be the final decisions. You know, I put in my presentation just what we would need to have happen as far as additional staffing to kind of get us moving in the right direction so that we don't have so much turnover. You know, and it's hard to even fill, like if we take our support staff, hard to fill our secretary positions and get to full staff because they turn over so much quicker than we can even hire them because their workload is so high.
You're talking about
so
your secretaries,
yeah.
your support staff
support
there,
staff.
Because what do they go to another part of the county or do they?
Some will go to other counties, but some can go, you know.
I mean, they can go within Shasta County.
Yeah, they can go within Shasta County, but, you know, typically we see them going out into the private sector because these positions, they are, unfortunately, our legal secretary positions, they don't pay very much. They don't, you know,
yeah.
they can go and get, you know, work at Costco or In-N-Out and places like that and have, you know, more pay advancement opportunities, and that's just not.
They can make more In-N-Out than they can as a legal secretary.
That's not what we want for our, you know.
They can make more
county.
Money In-N-Out than they can as a legal secretary who have been trained for years.
Who are in charge of filing motions and doing what's called discovery, getting our police reports and stuff over to the defense, like very critical function that these positions do, and they're not paid at a level that they should pay. So it's hard to get those positions filled, especially when they have, you know, other counties that have the same amount of work as us have twice as many, so that they've got, you know, half the caseload as ours. So ours are just working really hard. Unfortunately, it turns over very quickly, and it's just really hard to get those positions filled.
You're churning there.
Yeah.
So, and you can't fix it all at once. You can't say, okay, I want 50.
Yeah,
I have. So you've got to start with something like maybe 10% or 15% or whatever it is, just to, and then look at that happening every year.
Exactly.
For like 5 or 6 years.
We need to do that as well as address some of the pay issues so that we can have long-term people, because it costs so much just to recruit, and then the time and effort to, you know, put panels together to interview them, and then the background process, and then when they're in, the training process. So we are spending so much money just churning people through. It's like, let's stop doing that. Let's actually put the money, let's get the money and give these people.
And keep them.
Yeah, keep them
as opposed,
a higher pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them
take
higher
that
pay.
Money it would take to recruit people in. You want to shift money around, let's shift it to keeping them here.
Yeah, let's increase their pay. Let's do what we can to keep people here so we kind of like stop that bleed, and then we start we start to add positions incrementally. So it's kind of a twofold process. So both of which I've been requesting for the office so that we can, you know, we can serve our community to the maximum ability that we can, because it's great if we have a really big jail or a whole bunch of peace officers. That's not going to move the needle at all if everything is a bottleneck in the DA's office and public defender's office and, you know, right there in the court system. That is such an important piece that it can't be forgotten. We could get us a new jail of, you know, 1,000 beds. If I stay at the staffing I'm at, that jail is not going to be at capacity, because it within 48 hours of a person being arrested, we have to be able to fully read that report, be ready to go, file the case, and in court. And if we have
and you got the same amount of attorneys, and we got to take a break, amount of attorneys, you're not going to hit them all, because that's your caseload just increased by another 40%.
Right. We're already spending all of our morning every day trying to get in custodies done in time to get them arraigned by 1:30 with the staffing that we have, and that's a struggle. So if we had a, you know, a bigger jail.
Another 200 people that you're looking at.
Without more prosecutors. So the whole system needs to be thought about.
Fixed. Okay, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only one that we go to, Linda and I go to. Why? Because they have a great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. And The people there are just outstanding. Been there for 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea swipe to win drawing. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Patago e-bike or a Ski-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Patago e-bike, or a Ski-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
to Law and Order, Shasta County style. Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Oh, hey, look, if you're not feeling well, you need to go to the emergency room, and it's non-life-threatening. In other words, you're not bleeding out. There's not a huge pressure on your chest. Shasta Regional has a program called Get Care Now. And what you do is you go online and you can set up a time for you to go down there so you can wait in your own house. And then it says be there at 2:15 or 3:15, whatever it is. And you can set a time then so you can just wait at home and then go down there and be seen. Now, they will come back to you when you say you want to set that up, and they will ask you questions to make sure it is non-life-threatening. So be prepared for that. And then you go down, and you don't have to wait a long time in the emergency room with other people that are down there. So it's called Get Care Now. Go to ShastaRegional.com, and it's on the first page there. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And, Stephanie, we just talked about the huge problem you're facing with the numbers of people that you have. Half of what other counties that are doing the same amount of work, same caseload, but have twice as many district attorneys there to handle it. Mm-hmm. Twice as many. And that's not even counting your support staff that we've talked about how you're churning through there because they're making less money than they could at In-N-Out, or the same amount of money as they can in In-N-Out. And there they get fed. In-N-Out. I mean, let's just face it. They get fed there, and it seems like a good working atmosphere. Now, you went in and put in for an increase in personnel, and the Shasta County supervisors obviously had to approve something like that.
So it hasn't gone to the supervisors themselves yet.
Okay.
Right now, it's at the CEO.
Uh-huh.
So the process is the budget, it goes through there, and then he'll recommend to the board what they should and shouldn't do. So as far as my request for additional staffing, coming right off the presentation and everything we've talked to, that request has been denied.
Wait a minute. They've denied any more people?
Additional staffing. I did get.
Was there a reasoning behind that?
Yeah. Well, let me clarify one thing.
Sure.
So I made a request, say, for more legal secretaries, prosecutors, and witness coordinator. Those would all be funded by the county. Those were all denied. I went out and got funding myself for two positions, for two paralegal positions, so it won't be money from the county.
Who pays for that?
That is through the Community Corrections Program, AB 109 money from when the law changed. So I went and proposed that to that board, and it was approved funding from that. So it's not county funding. So I am going to be able to add two paralegals to my staff. But anything I requested from the county.
Extra DAs.
I did not.
Extra legal secretaries.
Legal secretaries.
Extra witness coordinators.
Witness coordinators.
It was all turned down. And the reasoning on that was?
No money. Yeah. That it comes down to, they say, we don't have the money. That's not where the money's going. Not gonna fund it. So
maybe if we got out of some of these court trials that we're in, that would save a few million. And we're holding back $31 million for the jail, right? Something like that.
Yeah, there. I don't know what the total dollar amount is, but I mean, it's too bad because this is something that is definitely needed. You know, it's just a reality that there's only so many hours in the day that people can review cases, people can work on cases, and unfortunately, there's delays. It takes so much time to get every case reviewed. And we don't like it when victims and witnesses are waiting weeks or months before their case can even be looked at, before they can even be given any
services that they
need.
Yeah, there's been a couple of those stories in the paper.
Absolutely.
About that. And you can understand their angst.
Absolutely, 100%. And we would love to be able to, put our eyes on every case within, a couple days or a week of getting it. But when you don't have enough people, it's just physically not possible to do that. And that's even with our attorneys. working, you know, more than a, you know, regular shift. They're working 10 hours a day. They're working weekends. They're working a lot of their time, which, you know, just really impacts their desire to even stay.
Well, the other thing, too, is you can only work at a certain level for so long.
Exactly.
Things you learn in the military. You can, you know, if you're doing it for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, you can sustain that effort. After that time, people start, they start getting sick.
Yeah.
They start, especially ones that, that spend so much time at their decisions.
Yeah.
Start, they start.
Their attention to detail.
Attention to detail
the
goes away and all that. So that's where we learn that. We can go out there in peacetime and do it for 2 weeks anytime we want. Mm-hmm. You go off and deploy and it's the real thing. We literally double the number of people we have in possible, yet possible in all, you know, a lot of positions, to be able to be running 8 hour shifts.
Yeah.
Instead of 12, 14, 15 hour shifts. So it's just a matter of time before it starts breaking down, and it's slow.
Well, and it has been.
But it happens.
And it has been, and it has been. Unfortunately, it's coming to a head at the time when there's been so many changes in the law that have just added additional responsibilities onto my office.
And open up old cases.
Old cases. Almost every one of these old murder cases and striker cases and life cases, we are continuing to fight those cases again and again and again to keep these people in prison because of changes in the law that are what we call unfunded mandates. It's like you're mandated to do this or the person is released, but we're not going to give you any money from the legislature to do it. So we have so much of that coming onto us, and that is, you know, every DA office. So we're seeing it across the state that it's hard to keep positions filled. There's not as many applications for these positions as there used to be. So it's kind of in this perfect storm that we're at the point that we're at. And it's frustrating because we all really want to serve our community. We want to keep people, hold offenders accountable and protect victims. And everybody works really hard to do that. But, you know.
We can only
do what we can do.
There's only so many rounds in the magazine. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, or Subway, if you remember that. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. The first place I went to get a haircut when I moved to Reading and never left. They are just great guys down there. It's like the third generation of barbers I've been working with here over 17 years. And you can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which I'm doing today. Have it work on my schedule and go down. I get a great haircut. It's a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. And it's a, like I said, you know, you can get there a little bit early and catch up on your car and track at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I just want to be clear on that. Okay, we're going to take a break and come right back with Stephanie Bridget and see if there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with the Poker Walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th, and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best our technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Present
Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Where'd you get this?
It was an old radio theme.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, because I like to listen to old radio like that, you know, Shadow and all those. And I've heard that someplace, but I can't remember what show it was.
Yeah, it was something from a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. Now, I'm going to give away two tickets. Wakey, wakey. The Riverview Sunset Rotary every year holds a dinner. And they call it the non-salmon feed because for years and decades it used to be called the salmon feed. But, you know, salmon's becoming so difficult. So now it's things like tri-tip and chicken and those kind of things. So it's going to be this weekend, though, my friends. And these are pretty expensive tickets. And I'm going to give away two to the Sunset Rotary non-salmon feed to be held at Riverview Country Club. And it's going to be Mardi Gras. And join people aboard the Mississippi Queen Riverboat. Gambling begins at 4:30. And door prize is a 40-inch Roku TV, 4:30 to 7:30. Games and hors d'oeuvres, 7:30. Dinner, buffet opens. 8:30, live auction begins. And let me tell you, they have some great, great auction items that include a pig hunt on a large local ranch, a full-day guided fly fishing trip donated by the fly shop, a four-day houseboat rental at Jones Valley. Wow. And two lower-level tickets to Sacramento Kings with an on-court experience and photograph, and the featured auction event, 36 holes at Monterey Peninsula Country Club, for three golfers hosted by Mr. Bob Berg. Wow. How much? That would be worth seeing how much. That's going to be outstanding if you're a golfer. So, people are already calling in. Do we have a winner?
Not yet.
Not yet? I heard the phones ring. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at Riverview, and it's going to be a great event, and all the proceeds go to help. They've given out $500,000 that have helped local organizations like the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, Shasta County Foster Kids, Camp Hope, Wings of Angels, Patriot Golf Day, Special Olympics, gosh, Shasta County Women's Refuge, which is known now as, what is it known now? It went to One Safe Place and then to Axis, I believe it's called now. Anyway, it's all going and staying here. So if you're interested in going to this, I have the tickets. You got to pick them up, though, by Friday. And so you can go Saturday, April 26th. Okay.
Got a winner.
Good. Hey, when you call in for these tickets, we love giving away tickets, but you've got to come pick these tickets up. And, you know, we had some tickets last time that the person didn't pick up, and we called them several times to the point I said, I'll deliver them. And they never returned our call. So we're going to call you and say, come down and pick up your tickets. And if you can't, tell us where you're going to be. One of my people will bring them to you. This is big. This one's big, but we got a winner. Now, I'm with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And one of the things that when you're talking about when you're such a shortage of people, mm-hmm. and then during the break we talked about morale, which I think is really important because, you know, you can be in up to your armpits and alligators, but if everybody's attitude is, we're going to kick their ass.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes a big difference. And the morale's still good there.
Yeah, I think that's part of...
What are you doing? Are you giving them meds?
No.
What?
I think that's part of why we continue to be very, very successful. I mean, you know, we're post every week on a lot of our successes in court is because we have a really good team. We have really good people that like each other, and we make a lot of efforts to do fun things in the office. Every holiday, there's a team in our office who just loves to decorate the whole office and usually turns it into a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we recently had an office-wide Easter egg hunt. When you get there in the morning, it starts the hunt and, you know, just...
Wait a minute.
5 minutes.
Were those real eggs?
The plastic eggs.
The plastic eggs.
First couple of minutes that you arrive at your shift, you know, everyone goes and finds eggs and then you start work, you know, but it gives things fun for people to talk about during the day. And, you know, so we do a lot of really fun stuff. Like today is...
Is it like little gifts in the eggs?
Yeah. candy and, you know, just like the kids.
Like it's a $25 gift certificate to the adult store across the street?
No.
Even though it's not an adult store. We had the lady on. It's a boutique.
Gotcha.
And it's like Victoria's Secret.
Oh, okay.
We went through all this the other day. Okay.
So, for example, like today is Administrative Professionals Day.
Yeah.
And we always, you know, we try to make a big deal on days like that to make sure we are thanking our people, thanking the people that are working in the office. You know, today we did we had a breakfast spread for them when they came in. We are doing a DA office only car show in part of our parking lot during lunch. There's a lot of people in our office.
Are they bringing their own cars?
They're bringing in their old cars.
Is it any car or just the ones like from?
You know, classic cars.
Classic
something,
cars.
Yeah, yeah. Something that would be, you know, we would see at the cruise or
oh, okay.
something around
Got
here.
It.
So
yeah.
Already, you know, this when I ran by the office before I came here this morning, you know, the cars were getting lined up in the parking lot, and we're going to do a barbecue for them for their lunch today. So uh-huh. when they go out, they, you know, have barbecued lunch while they can look at the cars and stuff. So
cool.
We're just always trying to do little things like that for the office.
It makes a difference.
And it just it does make a difference.
Do you remember everybody's birthdays and all that kind of
we
stuff?
We try really hard. Yeah, I know a lot of the birthdays amongst, you know, all of us, we're pretty good at hitting birthdays and making sure we get.
So, Lucky Jesmani, it's your birthday, and for your present, we're going to give you this really tough murder trial. And that's your birthday present. And Lucky will go, yes. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so it's important.
It's important. It is important. You got to keep them around.
And to know that, you know, everybody in the office is important. They're, you know, it's not just the attorneys. It's not just the investigators or the advocates, because we know no one of those people could do their job and be successful in prosecuting cases without their team, without everybody. So, you know, we really make sure that everybody, you know, knows that, lives that, and that we are just truly a team, and try to have a real family atmosphere there, and make sure that, you know, people can still, to the extent that they can, enjoy their family stuff. If they've got a family thing they need to run out to real quick, and they don't, we don't want people to miss that. Go that and come back and, you know, work a little extra in the afternoon or whatever it is.
Give us a little overtime there.
Yeah.
But don't count it. No, not that. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about such a shortage of people they have to try and keep up with all this. They've just put in for more people. That was turned down because of lack of money and the budget. And so my question then after that is, well, how do you keep people there? And part of it is the extra things you do to keep people's morale up, to let them know that they're cared for, and that you, it's tough, but we're all in this together.
Right.
That means a lot. When everybody knows they're in it together and they don't see another little part of your organization that's just kind of like above all of this.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone-on-bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love: walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:50 in the morning here on Wednesday the 23rd. Now, tomorrow morning, we're having Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, as far as I know of right now. I haven't read my emails. And, you know, with politicians, especially down in Sacramento, you know, who knows? She may be, you know, she may have to circle the wagons with the other four Republicans down there and be in a, you know, being in a firefight trying to hold on to any rights we have. So we hopefully she'll be on tomorrow. She's going to call in and we can talk to her. Today though, we have Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And there's some things going on, legislative-wise.
Yeah, well, there's one I wanted to talk about. So there's a crime that we, you know, will file frequently. It's criminal threats. And it's, you know, a threat of violence against a person, you know, and there's a whole litany of, like, elements, you know, they intend to carry it out and all of things. But the problem with that particular criminal threats section that we've run into more and more and more over the years is that it has to be to a specific person. Like, I'm threatening Carl. Carl, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kill you, okay? So
does it have to be that blatant? Or
no,
can it be,
no,
I'm going to hurt you next time I see you,
yeah,
or something like that?
There's all kinds of variables to that.
Okay,
but
okay.
For this legislation, it addresses the person part. So when we get a call or there's threats online or something like that to a school, okay, we're going to go and we're going to shoot up the school or bomb the school. There's really no law in California that addresses that. And criminal threats doesn't, because it has to be to a person.
Oh, my gosh.
So this law is going to kind of fix that. It's AB 237.
So that's a good law.
Yeah, and it would. It's working its way through the legislature. It would expand current laws to make it a crime to issue threats of violence, regardless of whether they're online or through social media, against facilities, schools, daycares, workplaces, houses of worship, and medical facilities.
Those are just the only ones.
Yeah. So it gives
what about if I said, I'm going to go down and bomb the Capitol? Is that still not covered?
I believe it's just the specifically enumerated ones.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
You mean, if I said that before, if I said I'm going to go down and shoot up the school,
no,
what would you charge me with? I mean, obviously you can charge them with something.
No.
No?
Yeah. In that case, you're wanting to, stop it from happening.
Yeah.
But that's the issue that we've come into. But no,
okay.
It's going to be other facilities too, as I'm looking in here. It's just that's kind of an example of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna address
issue.
That is a very good thing. Because that, you know, those types of threats, they cause a lot of fear, a lot of disruption, and you know, they can be carried out, and we wanna stop it before it's carried out, but we also wanna stop and be able to hold someone accountable who is making those types of threat, who could likely carry it out before giving them an opportunity to carry that out. So it's a good change in the law that we hope continues to have progress and makes its way through.
I can't see where even the Democrats would be against something like this. I'm trying to think of what your argument against that would be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a good one. I'll keep you guys posted on whether that makes it all the way through and becomes law.
If it was just a bad one she was talking about, we'd be here for a week. So this is a good one. AB 237, yeah. It's putting that you, it's t- if somebody threatens an institution, essentially,
right.
They can now be charged, and before they couldn't.
Right.
Wow, that is so strange.
So it'll be good.
Okay.
So this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we always like to bring awareness to sexual assault because it's, you know, it's the crime that frequently is, he said, she said. It's behind closed doors. Yeah. It's hard for people to come forward and even report it because they, you know, that fear of not being believed. So it's important to have an awareness at least once a year on sexual assault awareness to let people know that there are people out there that are helping you. We serve a lot of people in our community that have been victims. Just in 2024, the Crime Victim Assistance Center in my office served 319 adult sexual assault victims and 342 child sexual assault and abuse victims for
700
total of 661 victims. Okay. And that's a lot of people that are served each year.
I've noticed you've been putting several people in jail. Yeah. For child sexual assault. It seems like every week there's another one. And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm sad.
Yeah, for sure.
That it's happening to these kids, and I'm sad it's happening in our beautiful area here.
Right.
I'm so happy you're putting these suckers away.
Yeah.
Suckers, okay? Suckers. They had to bleep me the other... No, you didn't bleep me. You bleeped John the other day.
It was probably David.
David got it? Yeah. Okay.
Our prosecutors that handle, you know, our sex crimes cases, and particularly our prosecutor handling our child sexual assault crimes, you know, they have a heavy caseload of these types of cases.
That's got to be a burnout, right?
They're very passionate about them.
Do you have to rotate them through? Because I could see where something like this, the joy would be prosecuting this criminal, this pedophile, this little piece of scum. On the other hand,
it was my favorite assignment. It was my absolute favorite.
Oh, so you didn't burn
assignment.
Out on it because you felt like, I'm really doing it.
It's an area where you really feel like, wow, I am doing something the most meaningful, the most important thing can do for the community. And there's just a real high level of satisfaction of being able to hold those people accountable. And, you know, I did that for a little over 3 years, handling just all the child sexual assault cases and did a lot of trials.
Does it always,
very
does
satisfying.
It ever surprise you? I mean...
Well, not after doing that assignment.
Nothing could surprise me
now.
You, to me, the fact that people could do this
is
totally... It's so far out of my wheelhouse that I'm trying to think, how could you do something like this?
Yeah.
You know, if you're an 18-year-old and your girlfriend's 17, you know, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're 46 and it's a 4-year-old,
right?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
there should be no prosecution for that. If they're guilty, there should just be summary justice.
Yeah.
Now that's just Carl Bott.
That's Carl Bott. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're satisfying cases. So there's definitely a high level of job satisfaction when you're able to.
Do those people get out?
You know, some do. Some do.
Some, and then
sure.
they come back. I know where counties will fight having a person, you know, that's been, you know, been in jail. Done their 20 years or something, but, you know, they're pedophiles, and they're coming back to the county. The counties will organize against them coming back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if someone's got multiple victims or, you know, a very egregious case, there's a lot of times where we're able to get the person to be what's called a sexually violent predator. So even after they finish their custody time, then they go off and they continue to be in custody, and because they are such a danger to the community because they've been found to be a sexually violent predator. So we handle those cases in my office, too. So every, you know, couple years, we have to continue to fight to keep those people in prison who have done horrible things to kids.
Yeah.
So we do, a lot of work on those cases. So this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
That's all ages, my friends.
Yeah, we have a display that's going around the county to just kind of, you know, with a denim strap for one that represents each victim in our community. Right now it's at the county admin building. So if you see it around
661, I believe. Assaults.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
So we also, one last thing is we're having our annual Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. It's going to be in August. So
we got time to
take
talk
a look
about
at that.
That.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be August 23rd, but it's already open for registration. You can get the details on our Facebook page. Go ahead and head there if you want to get your lane reserved early.
Okay. So. Stephanie, thanks a lot. I think I'm going to get the chairman of the board on. We're going to talk about people and how this, you know, how are they going to address this? Because it's not just you. I mean, as important as the DA,
yeah,
I mean, the public defender, sure, there's others. What are we going to do like that? I mean, right now we got a small jail and this is happening. What happens if, you know, if all of a sudden we got 200 more spaces? We'd be in deep trouble. Okay. Thank you so much. And please pass on to all your people that we appreciate the work.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Have a great day. Like I said, tomorrow, if it's willed, we'll have Heather Hadwick on. It's not Heather. It's never Heather. She is always happy to be on the show. But you have a great day. Go to those show and shines. It's going to be beautiful today, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.